So let's review. Our share began with the issue of eating matzah and maror together. The well-known opinion of Hillel HaNasi is quoted in the Braisa. Amar lav Hillel shehayu karchin bevas achas, v'oichlan shenemar al matzah merem yichlu. Hillel would wrap Pesach, matzah, and maror together and eat them that way together, because he understood the pasuk to be saying the karban Pesach shall be eaten together with matzah and maror. The Gemara cites another Braisa where, based on the very same pasuk, the Rabbanan say, they darshan the suffix of the word yochlohu, which is singular, as indicating that each one of the Pesach, matzah, maror, can be eaten separately. According to Tosfos, Rav Ashi understands the Braisa as follows. Hillel holds that l'ketchila they should be eaten together, but the Yevet one is yetzi even when eaten separately. The Rabbana hold that l'ketchila they may be eaten either way, together or separately. However, Bi'echanan says, Cholkin lav chaver valhol. The Rabban disagree with Hillel to the extent that Pesach matzah mor may not be eaten together and must be eaten separately, zebifnei atzmai v'zebifnei atzmai, even by the Yevet, because mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. The taste of one mitzvah nullifies the taste of the other mitzvah. Hillel obviously holds, ein mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. One mitzvah is not mevat another mitzvah, and therefore can be eaten together. However, Hillel HaMoira, who is a 10th generation descendant of Hillel HaNasi, says that even Hillel who holds a mitzvah mevat lezuazu, that is only in the case of deiraisa b'deiraisa or drabban b'drabban, if both are deiraisa or both are drabbanan. But Hillel agrees that we do say mitzvah mevat lezuazu where it is deiraisa b'drabbanan, and since matzah b'zman hazeh deiraisa umar drabbanan, matzah nowadays is deiraisa and mar is only drabbanan, asim mar drabbanan mevat le matzah deiraisa. The taste of the maror derabanan will be mevatel the taste of the matzah deraisa, and one would not be yoitza the mitzvah of matzah. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, as we do to this very day, mevarach al achilas matzah va'achol. One first recites the bracha of achilas matzah and eats matzah only. V'had mevarach al achilas mar va'achol. He then recites the bracha of achilas mar and eats mar only. V'had achol matzah v'chasa v'had yadad dibulei bracha zechel mikdash kehil. He then eats matzah and mar together to commemorate and fulfill the mitzvah according to the opinion of Hill. Amar Balaza Amar Abaisha. Kol shetivuli b'mashka, tzarech netil zidayim. We must wash our hands before touching any food that is dipped in liquid. Since hands have the status of a sheni l'tuma, and the sheni can turn liquid that it touches into a rishon, if we do not wash our hands, the liquid will become a rishon l'tuma from our hands, and will in turn make the food into a sheni l'tuma. From the fact that Rav Eishe requires netil zidayim for anything that is wet, it seems that the mar has to be totally submerged in the charoisis, and that is why we wash our hands before eating mar. The Gemara responds, V'dim alayim le'em l'cha lo'itzarach l'shakoy. Perhaps the mar does not have to be totally submerged in the charoisis, because the dangerous sap of the mar is killed from the smell of the charoisis alone. And the reason we wash our hands is just in case we ever do totally submerge the mar in the charoisis. V'am Rav Papa. The Gemara records two rulings of Rav Papa. One, Rav Papa says not to leave the mar in the charoisis for too long, because the sweetness of the charoisis would neutralize the bitter taste of the mar. Two, regarding that which Rabbana Ukva taught, notel yada betibul rishon, notel yada betibul sheni, one who washed his hands for the first dipping must wash his hands again for the second dipping, there are two ways to understand this statement. The Rabbanan thought that this statement is referring to during the year, when one is masich das, he's not necessarily careful to wash his hands from becoming tummy between one dipping and the other. But on the night of the Seder, we don't need to wash twice because one is not Masiach Das, since he knows that he will be doing a second tibul. However, Rav Papa holds that this statement is only true at the Seder, because other times one does not generally dip twice. The reason we require washing again on the night of the Seder is because while reciting the Haggadah and Hallel, he might be Masiach Das. The Gemara goes on to another topic. Amar Rava, Bala Matzah Yatza, Bala Mar Lo Yatza. As Rashbam explains, one who swallows matzah without chewing it is Yatza because it is still considered Achila. But somebody who swallows Mar without chewing it is not Yatza because Be'inan Tamar Valeka. One must sense the bitter taste of the Mar. If somebody swallows them together, he is Yatza, the mitzvah of matzah, but not Mar. Karchan B'sivu Balan Afidei Matzah Name Lo Yatza. If he wraps it in something and swallows it, he's not even yet to the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara next explains that which the Mishnah said. Heveu lefan of matzah v'chazeres v'charoises v'shnei tafshilim. they would bring before him matzah, lettuce, charesis, and two cooked foods. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, matzah lifnei kol echad ve'echad, mor lifnei kol echad ve'echad, v'charesis lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Rav Simi Bar Ashi holds that each person would receive a small table with matzah, mor, v'charesis, but we only remove the table from the person leading the Seder and saying the Haggadah. Rav Huna disagrees and holds that only the person leading the Seder gets matzah, mor, v'charesis, on the table in front of him, and we paskin like Rav Huna. Lama ikrines ha-shulchan. The Gemara asks, why do we move the table at all? The Be'er Biyani answered, k'dei she'ekiru t'nekes v'yishalo, so that the children will see something different and ask about it. In fact, when Abaya asked why they were removing the table, Rabbi told him, patartin milo me'manashtana. By asking that question, I have already fulfilled the obligation of saying manashtana. Tesis points out that it is not just this one question, for the Mishnah on the next daf teaches the well-known four questions. Rather, this question will lead to the other questions. The daf concludes with three explanations of the phrase lechem oini, which the Torah uses to describe matzah. First, lechem she'oini lov dvarm harbe. It is bread that lots of words are said over it, namely, sibitis mitzrayim, the story of our exodus from Mitzrayim. Second, since the word oini is written without the vav, it can be read as lechem oni, a poor man's bread, to teach ma'oni shadarka beprusa avkam beprusa. Just like a poor man does not usually have a complete loaf, only a piece of bread, so too the matzah should be eaten as a broken piece. Or, just as a poor man who masik v'ishta yoifa, while he heats up the oven, his wife prepares the dough to be baked, so too, when preparing the matzah, the husband and wife should work together to prepare it as quickly as possible, so that it does not become chametz.